Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Ed Borkert from Trinity Lutheran Church, Millerville Township, Minnesota.
Dear friends in Christ, my family's vacation led us to Yellowstone Park. After making reservations at one of the local inns, we began to receive guidelines and suggestions for our visit. One would expect the cover of the brochures to emphasize the beauty of the area, along with all the attractions. Instead, in bold print, warnings of recent deaths and injuries. The warning of those who wandered off the path and came upon their demise by an animal's antlers or paws, or even by a geyser. The signs read, "There are reasons for the path, stay on them." Do we still wish to travel to Yellowstone? Sure we do. If we walk together, keep each other in sight, and watch our steps, we will be fine. As we chose our first trail, I overheard one of the rangers say, "Do you have bear spray? I guess we'll take the other path." And so we did. We walked a beautiful trail that led us to some of the most beautiful sights imaginable. We even came across a bear enjoying a meal of berries. He walked away from us, lay down, and seemed to put on a show for us. A favorite hymn of many is "In the Garden." The refrain, "And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own." In the text of Ephesians 5, Paul shares the message of walking together with one another and walking first and foremost with God. It is God who is walking in the garden. It was God who marked the ends of the earth. It was God who created this wonderful world to enjoy. It was God who established marriage to be a family unit and be a witness of walking together. Ephesians 5:1, we are to be imitators of Christ. All those wishing to walk in Yellowstone are provided with a map guiding them along the way. Someone before us marked and laid out the trail. Someone cleared the path for us to take. We may be tempted, and we were, to go off the trail and see what we might be missing. It was Jesus who walked in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was Jesus who walked to Jerusalem. It was Jesus who walked to Calvary. Do I follow those same steps? Why would I believe I would know a better path to blaze? We set up a new law, a law of idolatry of self. Jesus walked the trail before us. He cleared the way by keeping the law perfectly so we may receive the joy of a path to follow. As we walk the trail, we soon realize that others have walked this trail before us. It wasn't just other people, but it was horses. This same trail is used for horse rides. What we found were deposits left by the horses. The person in front was asked to warn the rest of us of upcoming deposits so we could step around them. Paul says, walk in love. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Even though the path was clear to walk, there were hazards along the way. It was Paul's words reminding us of the filthiness of what lies ahead. Don't stumble, don't fall, don't be deceived by lies and foolish talk and empty words. We found horse deposits. We also had to watch for slippery rocks, tree roots, other walkers who were running the trail, and for me, the scenery. I caught myself seeing snow that seemed so close that I could reach out and touch it. I mentioned to my girls, it looks so easy to walk up there and touch it. Wouldn't it be fun to go lay down in the snow? We were hot, tired, and thirsty, and the snow was so inviting. The temptations of this world seem so inviting too. God's word reminds us, as well as the congregation of Ephesus, understand the will of the Lord and be filled with the Spirit. As we continued our walk, making our way, we wondered what we would see next. For us, it was a beautiful overlook. If we changed course, we would have missed it. We wouldn't have seen or heard the waterfall. It is the same for us as we walk in the will of God. Jesus secures for us our footing and our journey. As we gathered together as a family, we shared the memories of what we saw and experienced. The Church of Ephesus was reminded to walk together in their faith as a body of Christ. We too don't walk alone. I'm reminded of a poster I once had that read, "Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Walk beside me instead." We are gifted to be part of the body of Christ, the Church. As members of the body of Christ, we share in the journey of love Christ set before us. We share in the course of confession and absolution. We walk in the newness of life in baptism and receiving forgiveness through the Lord's Supper. Jesus has walked the road we will travel. He knows what to watch out for. He doesn't walk in front of us. He doesn't walk behind us. He walks beside us. We pilgrimage with cheerful hearts, enthusiastic and gratified. As we finished our last trail, a young child was being carried by her father on his shoulders. I remember those days. I'm thankful for my kids who have grown up to walk beside me physically and spiritually, and not right on my shoulders. May we be growing in our faith to walk side by side in Christ. We did see Old Faithful. True to its name, Old Faithful didn't disappoint. Jesus doesn't disappoint us by his faithfulness. May we walk in Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ed Borkert from Trinity Lutheran Church in Millerville Township, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.